Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Daryl Holliday. Low pH soils means low calcium levels, and that leads to aluminum toxicity in newly planted winter wheat. MK pulverizes to a fine powder before pelletizing so it goes to work immediately. And you only need 150 to 200 pounds to jumpstart your wheat on low pH soils. More tillers means more wheat, which means more money in your pocket. Your fertilizer dealer knows about this. Ask him or find out more at mkminerals.com.
Don't just settle for okay. Get MK. MK Minerals.
Stillwater Milling Company. Well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Live cattle futures finished today 17 cents lower on August at 116.80. October's down 2.5 at 114.97, and then the December's down 2.5 at 115.95. They've rallied significantly off the lows from July. They're about $8 to $9 off the lows in the December contract, and a little bit off of resistance. Some people are calling for the 118 level as resistance in the December, where that's about $2 higher than the current price. A cash market has yet to unfold this week. It looks like current bids are around 116 and 117, while the offer price for the live cattle is 122. It could be steady. It was last week, which was 118 to 119. Feeder cattle today were under a little bit more pressure after opening higher. We finished down 27 cents at 149.90 in the August contract. September finished the day down 12, while October and November were just slightly higher. Currently, the midday today, box beef were 33 cents higher on choice at 200.22, and then select up 18 at 192.24. The market doesn't have any real newsworthy information other than what's going on in the grain report at the end of the week and what the prices of feed will do after that report, which we will talk about next.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On Friday, this coming Friday, we've got several large things going on in the grains. Early in the morning will be the FSA acres release, and that'll give us actual planted acres registered through the FSA versus guesstimates and surveys, which we've seen up to this point. And also, Friday, we've got the USDA crop production numbers, which are expected to be a little bit bigger than last time. The corn yield average guess is 170.6 bushels an acre, but the last time it was 168, so 2.6 bushels an acre bigger than expected last time on the July report. That put corn yield or corn production at 14.757 billion bushels, up from 14.54 last time. And then on soybeans, the yield's expected to be 47.5 bushels an acre, where in July the USDA said 46.7, and that puts total production at 3.941 billion bushels, where in July the USDA said 3.880. For old crop ending stocks, corn is expected to be 1.716 billion, slightly higher than in July, and beans have tightened to 320 million, where there was 350 million expected in July.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.